Yeah, always a tough place to go and play, having been there several times in the past with Birmingham. But they've obviously suffered a few losses in terms of players, but they've got together a very good group of young players that come out from a few from Leeds Academy and a few guys, local guys, and a couple that have stuck with it. And it really pleasing. We played well. The first half was probably the best rugby we've played. Suffered a slight hiccup when young Will Burton was sin bin for a technical offence just before half time. And it took us 20 minutes to steady the boat again, but no, came through strong at the end and secured a good win.
And in terms of your away results, nice to put one on the board after the Stockport match, really.
Yeah, put an away win on the board and again, build on that 5-point haul with the bonus point in the bag.
I know, no doubt, Otley have had their troubles in recent years, but for me, it just demonstrated how far Luctonians have come, because I'm sure if someone had said to me, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, that Luctonians would be going to Otley in a league game and winning, I'm not entirely sure I'd believe them.
No, I think that's it. You know, Otley, great tradition, you know, great ex-players, the likes of Nigel Melville, and of course that Lions game from 17, not Lions, game against the All Blacks in 79 that everyone talks about. So to go there, and not a lot has changed there, to be fair. You know, I think the stand is still the same one that they uncovered in 1935. And it was good atmosphere, over 500 fans there who all remember the glory days. And yeah, really tough place to go and get a victory.
Now then, the challenge to back it up this weekend.
It's third play in fourth, and Huddersfield, who we know what they've got. They didn't travel that well to us last year, but then we went up there, they turned around our half-time lead to beat us, and we suffered some injuries, so it's going to be a tough game, and they've got a very good 10 in Mr. Johnson that kicks the corners and keeps them going forward.
I'm getting the impression now with Luctonians, really, that everybody else in this league now knows you're going to get a tough game from Lux, whether it's a home or away.
Yeah, we've built. Last year we were sort of dominant up front in parts and built on, you know, Lux have always had a very strong platform and we sort of built on that. This year that's accelerated again and we've got strength in depth in those positions, you know, especially around the front row. And that's the thing that really stands out this year is our dominance at set piece. The one time we've had a hiccup was Stockport away where line out sort of failed. And that was the difference on the day. So providing we keep the platform up front, I think we've got enough behind to score the tries and get the 5 points.
The policy of not making wholesale changes to the squad during the summer appears to have been borne out, really. Obviously, you're going very well in the league by sticking to what you do best.
Yeah, we stuck to that forward platform. We knew we had to sort of relieve the pressure from the forwards occasionally, as you have to do, and find a back line that could operate. And, of course, in the summer, the biggest talk was about whoever's going to play fly half. Because we thought Alex James had reached his sort of had plateaued at fly half. So he's made a very good switch to 12. And of course, putting faith in young Will Burton at 10 has made all the difference. And him being injury-free and continuing to provide that outlet is brilliant. You know, that's the difference of the season.
What sort of a game do you see it being Saturday?
I think it'll be tight. I think we've got the best defensive record in the league. And they're second best by a matter of 9 or 10 points. So it's obviously going to be tight in defence and that makes for an attritional game. But I think if we can just dominate up front, you know, and tire them out, I think the game will open up later on. So tight all the way through, but with us to win.
I've stalwart of the club in the past, Nick Buck Byron, is back on the scene.
Yeah, Buck, very accomplished hooker. Obviously, the more senior side of 30 now, so playing days are sort of coming to the twilight period. But went away from here, helped Bromsgrove get promoted. Has had a brief flirtation with Malvern, although found the travelling too hard. So he's come back to try and play himself fit with our second team. And then I believe he's planning to get married over the Christmas period, which will mean that he's eligible to play, providing visa goes through around February time. So it'd be great to have another hooker back in the squad.
Yeah, we should just clarify the reason he had to leave here, and indeed the reason he had to leave Bromsgrove, is when he got promoted to this level, he became ineligible.
Yeah, our step up to a semi-professional league, as it's known, meant that his sponsored visa for working purely as a teacher at Tenbury High School was no good for him to play for us. So he's gone off and he's kept himself fit, and like I say, he played very well at Bromsgrove. Got a lot of good reviews, but didn't quite settle in at Malvern and wants to be back here with old friends and having a go at the National League. So great to have him back.
And injury-wise or squad-wise, how are you looking?
Really good, yeah. That's another thing. We managed to get some consistency in that. That's something Andy Williams is very keen to place to get to. Up front, we're still without Anthony Marfell, but the pack stays pretty much the same. Will Grawish will return to the second row, which enables Dan Smith to go back to his favoured six, position at six. And Charlie Bennett will come back in, replace Brett Pryor with them switching around, Brett back to the bench. Brett, as always, great utility player and can cover more positions. And Charlie Bennett out and out nine, so that's just a tactical one, really. But should see us being able to build on last week's performance.